I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, you are listening to IRIB English Radio, and we are here to present another episode of Muslim Lady. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me, my wife,
Razia Batul Najafi. Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Thank you so much for giving
me. Alhamdulillah, your another beautiful
time.
Day and another beautiful program.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
In our previous episode, we were discussing some useful tips, So, alhamdulillah, we have finished. And now, today, we are discussing about some very, very important and dangerous issues, which is showing off. You know, Islam has condemned in our real life that we are not allowed to show off, no matter how much wealthy, how much money we have. No, we should be always simple, modest, and very respectful. So, as Quran says, even on walking also on the earth, la tamshi fil ardi maraha, do not walk on on my planet proudly, arrogantly. So if Islam condemns the walking style, so you can think how Islam will condemn all your other showing offs, your dresses, your vehicles, your houses. If you are, involved in showing off, so definitely it shows that something you are lacking in your personality, and your inner qualities. So always we have to be careful. So when it comes to social media, in social media also we should be very, very responsible. We should not show off.
Yeah, I think as a Muslim lady, again, when it comes to the very materialistic life, and again the pressure of society and the family and showing the house and all the facilities, women are more victim to this compared to the men, because we all know that we love to show more.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you some qualities, which, men do not have usually.
But in a negative way we are talking, because we want to have some solution about it. For example, about dressing. So we have enough dresses, but we always say, whenever we open the cupboard, closet, we say we don't have any dress. But men, they have few and they are so satisfied.
Because mentally they are satisfied. They do not have this expectation that, always I have to look different. I have to show my colleagues my dresses. No, they just wear, simple and modest dresses usually. Yeah, the pressure is usually, as you said, on
exactly. Therefore, in this program of
ladies.
Muslim Lady, we are talking about simplicity and minimalist. Nowadays, it's a fashion. So many people are going towards to be minimalist.
Even educated and even wealthy people, they are using this lifestyle. Dear listeners, we will take a very short break. Inshallah, we'll come back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are talking about social media. if you are, you know, involved in showing off, so definitely it shows that something you are lacking in your personality.
You know, if you are just under the pressure of the society because you want to show off, you want to tell others that what do you have, you are thinking, keep thinking about others, that is damaging your inner peace.
Yeah, definitely, you know? You do not have that peace and tranquility in your
life.
And
you're always needy. You know, always needy because
although you have a lot of money, the greed will not finish.
Yeah, because you are needy and you are poor of people's eyes, people's comments, people's like, people. And fashion is always changing. You know, whatever you buy.
So in a single day, if you do not post anything, you feel today I was useless, I was goalless, I was aimless.
Unfortunately,
which is the utmost, you know,
damaging our day-to-day life. And look at the, you know, like showing off, Allah is condemning it very strongly, that even Allah says, even if you are praying, offering your salah, namaz, salah is the pillar of the religion, but if you pray for me, you're showing that you're praying for me, but you're showing off. Waylun lil musallin. I don't like that prayer. You know, I don't like the action which look like a ibadah, which is the pillar of the religion, but your niyyah, your intention is a bit diverted from me towards people. I don't want that.
Then this is not salah. Yeah. This is a punishment.
Exactly. So no one likes it. Allah said, no, I don't want this action, you know. The same way I don't know how to say that, the way we are damaging, we are so much cruel towards ourselves by keeping ourselves, you know, under the pressure of the people. So this can be lead us towards greed.
Greed,
you know, the greedy person is always poor.
So we are not sincere with ourselves, You know, if we are sincere with ourselves, if we want our inner tranquility and peace, then we should do whatever we want, you know. Whatever myself, my mind, my heart says, not for the people, what the people say, what the people expect from me. So in this situation, if you pay attention to your own qualities, your sincerity, your inner qualities, then you will have that beautiful peace in your life.
I love the way you said to be sincere with yourself, love yourself, care about yourself. So the true and genuine freedom comes in simplicity, you know, because you're just living for yourself. So you are free. You're not under the pressure of people. You're free. You know, I don't like this. I love it. I want to wear every day. You know, I don't care. Who cares about people? You know, what people say, they always say something, you know. So if we start caring about people, that will never end.
Then their expectations never finish. Then whatever we spend on our dressing, on our showing offs, we will not get that peace and tranquility.
And I have seen in the life history of ulama that, you know, the most of the ulama and maraji and ayatollah and experts, they were successful because of their simplicity, and their wives, you know, were so much appreciating and helping, supporting them.
Condemned.
Yeah. I remember Agha Najafi Hamdani, he was telling to his students that, and his family members, his sons, that, you know, whatever good deeds I'm doing, I'm giving the sawab to my wife because she was there to support me. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, the son was telling that maybe she wasn't that much maybe supportive, but the way the way he would say, Ya Allah, if I have written any book, if I'm going to lead a salah, you know, I'm an imam al-jama'ah, if I'm giving any lecture, if I'm doing this, if I'm doing that, ya Allah, ya Allah, give the sawab and reward to my wife. So she's listening and she's saying, oh, I'm getting so much sawab. So let me do more, more, more. So this is a beautiful tip.
Beautiful way.
Yeah, encouraging.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Sometimes ulama, they want to really have to have very simple life. For example, me as a husband, I want to be a minimalist. Yeah, I want to keep only the things which I need. I don't want to store so many unnecessary stuff. So I said, no, we have to be simple. Our Ahlul Bayt, they were simple. But my wife, maybe she doesn't agree with me.
Yeah.
So I can't force her. I can just say, oh yeah, I want to be simple. Look at her. She's just supporting me. So this is such a beautiful... And again, I have seen Allama Tabatabai, you know, the way he used to, again, appreciate. You know, he would say, if I have written a tafsir of Quran, yeah, beautiful, yeah, explanation of Quran. So the sawab and reward goes to my wife because she was quiet, she was satisfied with a very hard, you know, time in our life.
Yes, we have so many beautiful stories of our great ulama, like the Muhammad Hussain Isfahani Kumpani. Yeah, look at his life, how rich he was. But how did he spend all his wealth and money in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So it shows that they have a very satisfying aim in their life. You know, they have understood the goal of their life. They have understood the reason of their creation. When you understand these things, so these materialistic things do not impact upon you, like showing off or showing, you know, your, you know, belongings, and to, you know, show to the social media also, which is very, very harmful.
I think the role of a Muslim lady in simplicity, in having a very, very sincere life is a huge. Her role is very, very huge in society and in family. So if she can change her mindset, absolutely, very easily, she can spread out the environment of simplicity in her society. And she can spread out and propagate the simplicity in even the next generation. Because she would say, no, I don't want more than this. We have enough. You know, the contentment. Yeah.
Ourselves, we have seen so many rich and good families, but they live a very simple way. Simple life. Their children are also very simple and satisfied.
Exactly. So mostly it comes from
parents,
wife and mother.
Wife.
Yeah. And I would love to end with this amazing prayer of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. She says, Rabbi qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Oh Allah, make me satisfied and contentment towards whatever you have given to me. So with this dua, I would say, thank you so much for our listeners. Inshallah, we are going to meet them very soon. Thank you so much for being with us.
I hope our listeners also have enjoyed. Until next episode, we will sign off. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasul.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.